spreading their message to millions. Kiss Talk, talking Kiss, Kiss fans and Kiss podcast, with your host, Mike from Nashville, Tom Watts, and special guest, it could be you. Now, here they are, your Kiss Talk crew.
We are just getting started!
All right, welcome to another episode of Kiss Talk, and it is me, Mike Williams, and Tuck, you here?
I'm here, man.
All right, man. And we have a super special guest, which I'm kind of stoked about, and I'll get into why in just a minute. But we've got Joe Polo from Podcast Rock City. Joe, how are you, man?
Hello. It's so good to be on.
Yeah,
I haven't seen you since the cruise.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, hadn't been a lot of activity yet, but we're all fixing to get on the road to the end of the road. So I think we're going to cross some paths, right?
Absolutely. A few times.
Yep. So Joe is on to give us kind of a update, if you don't know, about Makeup of an Army. We're going to let him talk about that in a second. But I do want to say this kind of out of the gate. So the reason Tuck and I do a Kiss podcast is kind of because of Joe. It's kind of his fault. Because I listen to Podcast Rock City every week, and I talk to the dash of my car because I listen to podcasts primarily because I travel a lot, and I always want to talk back to Sonny, Jody, and Joe while they're talking. And I finally told Tuck, I says, look, I got to have somebody to talk to because the dash of my car ain't participating, and neither of the guys in Podcast Rock City because they won't talk back to me. So Tuck and I have to create our own Kiss podcast so we can talk about what you guys talk about. So, Joe, thanks for doing a great show. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, man. That's so sweet. That's awesome. It's just funny because I've met a few people that have told me, I started podcasting because of you. And I'm like, for real? It's just like, you know, it's a funny story. Funny story. I was a few years back when Karen and I went to meet Gene Simmons in Virginia. There were these two kids. I was waiting in line to meet the Green Ranger, the Green Power Ranger, right?
Yeah.
For my son.
Yep.
And these two kids were standing in front of me. I started talking about Power Rangers, and they were telling me all this stuff about the Power Rangers. And I said, man, you guys should do a Power Rangers podcast. I said, I'll even help you get set up, because they were kids. They were maybe, you know, 18.
Yep.
And so they were like, yeah, that sounds like that might be fun. So I gave them my number. So maybe 2 weeks later, they started doing a Power Rangers podcast. They're still doing it. They've got like 700 subscribers on YouTube. They love doing it. They've had Power Rangers on their show. And the one guy, he even went on to do another, like, because he loves pro wrestling. He does a wrestling one. I'm like, he's like, dude, you got me like so addicted to podcasting. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think we should all do them. They're so much fun. Do a knitting podcast if you love knitting.
There you go. You may have to do that one on YouTube. I don't know. But my oldest son was into the Power Rangers, and I personally like the pink Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That was when she was like Amy Jo, whatever her name was.
Yep.
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 Anyway.
Yep, no complaints there.
All right.
I like the Australian one, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on before I get in
trouble. All right, so, Joe, tell us a little bit what you got going on.
All right, so a few years back, I came up with this idea to do a Kiss Army book. I was going to do a book where everybody started writing, filling out this little form, what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that, tell me a story. And it was really, I got a ton of people involved, but it was really hard to put together because there was so many, there was a lot of language barriers. And basically all I was going to do was make it like a yearbook, you know, put a picture, put their story, and then it just wasn't working out. I just didn't feel real confident about it. So I went to my girlfriend and I said, you know, I used to DJ on a radio station on down here, Kiss 105.7. I did that. I said, then I moved to podcasting, and I've done that. I think I really want to do a movie or a documentary. She's like, really, Kiss one? And I go, yeah. I said, excuse me. I said, there's really no documentary or show, I mean, about us. I mean, we're really what makes Kiss keep going.
Yep.
If we stop listening, they're gone.
Yep.
You know, and now they are choosing to quit now, you know, but they could keep going. We'd keep listening. It's not like they have to because of us. So I said, I guess I put that kind of wrong. I think it's more of a like a symbiotic thing. They need us, we need them kind of thing, you know. But we do it for each other. So I said, I would love to hear people's stories, how they discovered the band, how, you know, who got them into it, what their favorite record is, what their favorite song is, and which, by the way, I'm discovering is a very hard question to ask Kiss fans. Anything that involves the word favorite.
Yeah.
You know, who's your favorite member? This week or last week or, you know, when I was a kid, it was this guy. Right. You know, most people know now. All right, now, right now, I'm an Ace guy or I'm a Peter guy or whatever. You know, oh, no, he's a Peter guy. Anyway, so, I mean, that was a joke. of course, I love Peter Chris. My first solo album. Okay, so I just decided I wanted to do this, and Karen, my girlfriend, being the amazing go-getter that she is, said, well, what are you waiting for? Let's get going. So we immediately went out, bought all the equipment that we needed, and then I sat and I waited. And then when we started getting close to the Tennessee second Rockin' Pod, that's when we decided, all right, we need a backdrop. We're going to do this then. And our friend Kevin got involved. And he helped Karen film probably 35 people at that Rockin' Pod, just telling their stories about how they had taken their son or their daughter to their first Kiss concert, and how their, you know, mother had passed away, and or father had passed away, and they, you know, had tickets to a Kiss concert in the same week and still went, and it helped them so much. Or how when they were kids, they didn't have many friends, but they could always go into their room and rock out to Kiss.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so personal. It's more personal than I ever thought it would be, you know? And we're all exactly the same, you know, on different levels, but the same, you know. I might not spend, you know, $20,000 on a pinball machine, you know, because I love them so much, but I'll go and see them 3 times on a tour.
Sure.
And to them, that's awesome. And to me, it's awesome that they have a pinball machine, you know, and the stories and hearing about people's collections. And, you know, it's just totally amazing. And we're 3 episodes into it. We're having a great time doing it. And Karen and I have learned to edit. It's hard. And I will tell you that we've never shot any kind of movie or documentary ever in our lives. And so there's a learning curve, you know. Like the last episode we filmed at an actual TV studio with Matt Porter from the Kiss Room.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize until we were done that where we had the camera set up, whenever he put his hand down on a table, it vibrated the stage because it was on a stage.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a solid concrete floor. So we, you know, something that we had to learn, and there was no way to get him to do it again.
Right.
So we just went with it and said, hey, you know, there's a little bit of vibration in this video. We're dealing with it, you know, because the story's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think it was that I didn't really even pick up on the vibration thing, actually. It worked out great. I mean, Matt Porter, you can't beat that. He's definitely the best rocking or best voice in podcasting, there's no doubt. So
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But his story was
he's everybody's buddy.
He is, isn't he? Isn't he the most friendly guy? I called it. I tell him all the time. I said, "You are definitely the Walter Cronkite of podcasting. You're the most. You have such a trusting, great TV radio voice." So, but yeah, that's.
So let me jump in, Joe. So for the tech geeks out there, if you don't know, I teach audio video technology.
Holy crap!
For high school. So what are you using to edit? What are you using to shoot with?
Okay, so we're actually shooting with an iPhone 6.
Okay.
And it's high def mode, you know?
Right.
And we have been trying to use a side view camera as well.
Right.
But I'm finding that I don't really like the two camera thing. It's interesting and everything, but it's it seems to be much more work. It's much harder.
Yeah, if you were punching that live, it would be much more effective if you're going to use more than one camera. But yeah, the one camera is fine.
Yeah. So, and then we're using Adobe Premiere.
Okay.
And we're learning how to use it pretty well. Karen does all of the credits. And she, okay, so I've done the main chunky interviews, the big ones. Karen's there with me and I'm doing the interviews. Yeah. All the little interviews that you see in them, Karen did. The who's your favorite band, who's your favorite member, who's your favorite record, how did you discover the band, that kind of thing. That's all Karen and Kevin when we were at the Rock and Pod. At the New Jersey Expo, that was all Karen. She's hands-on, and you know she believes in this as much as I do. She loves the fact that it's something that we're doing in our lives that's going to be meaningful to some people.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get more people to get into this. At the end, when I'm all done, I don't know how. I mean, I could keep going forever if I want to. I just have to get the subscribers to keep listening, and watching. And that'll help out, you know, as far as, I mean, because we're not asking for any money. At first we thought, well, we'll charge 99 cents to watch an episode and that'll help us pay for the equipment, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that, you know, because what if it sucks? And, you know, so I just thought, let's just give it away. And at the end, you know, stitch it all together and make one long DVD where you can go and watch, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
And that was my next question was, you know, obviously you're going to keep going as long as there are people to interview, I'm assuming. But at some point you're going to have 15, 20, 30, however many episodes. Do you just tie them all together? And sounds like maybe that's a consideration.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I might make a – I don't know. I just got to figure it all out. I'm not really good with all this kind of stuff or finding out how to make a DVD and with all that other stuff. You know, you got to have credits and ways to burn. And then people don't even really like that kind of stuff anymore. You know, it's like people DVDs. Are people even buying them or are people just digitally downloading everything, you know?
I think it'd be a digital download scenario, I mean, in today's world, and something of this nature. I mean, it's going to be pretty specialized where, I mean, it's going to be KISS fans that would be digitally downloading it. So, I mean, that's
right.
My opinion would be it'd probably be the first, the best media for that. But, yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, obviously, at this point, you're three episodes in. I recognize a ton of the people in these videos just being in the KISS world as long as I've been in the KISS world. I mean, it's funny. We go to these events, we see the same people over and over. I mean, you know, even though I may not have introduced myself until 2 years ago, I mean, I run into people that I've seen for 20 years, right?
Right.
At KISS expos and KISS shows and whatever. I mean, but it's really cool how you're collecting the stories because, I mean, there are some unique stories out there. There's no doubt.
Yeah. And I mean, and I think it's super important before it's too late.
Yeah.
Now, I did find out that apparently KISS has been doing this too.
Okay.
Apparently they did it on the ship.
Yeah. So did you do this on the ship?
I was never asked to do it on the ship.
Okay.
You know, their videos. I think our friend Andy got to do it, I think.
So
did you do it?
I did. So this is the way that it came about was, you know, they sent out a call to the Kiss Cruisers and you said, do you have a Kiss collection? Send us a video. And that was really how it started. So, okay, I went upstairs. I walked through my Kiss collection, filmed it. Had to be under 3 minutes. You send it in. Then they send you back and they go, hey, we want to talk to you. So they bring you into, you know, I don't know if you've ever done some of those things in their photo studio on the cruise ship, but they bring you in there. You're on a set. And they basically run through a series of questions with you and you kind of tell a 5-minute story. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. But yeah, kind of, but not as in-depth as what you're doing. I mean, you allow people to tell their whole story. So,
right.
I mean, it's kind of cool. So,
yeah, I would love to have – I wish I could get Gene Simmons or somebody just to see what we're doing. I don't want a cease and desist thing, you know, but I don't think that we're crossing any of those boundaries.
You're not.
You know, we're not calling the show Kiss Army anything.
No.
We're just – it's just Kiss fans.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we are. And our stories, and I would love for him to be able to, or them just to see that, you know, how I don't want, he has not to contact me, I would, or anything like that. I would love for them just to see these videos and how much their career has meant to all of us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. And I think eventually, I think this will make its way. I mean, you've got good friends that are close to the band. I mean, it's going to happen eventually. I mean,
yeah. So. But like I said, I don't have to hear from them once, right. Not one time.
Yep.
I just think that the part of the fun for me would be to know that they saw it and were touched by the stories that people have told. You know, whether it was, you know, Kevin in the very first episode saying, yeah. You know, I will defend Kiss to the end because I have to.
Yeah.
You know, or Matt Porter talking about how he, you know, dressed up as Kiss as a little kid and marched in the parade, mm-hmm. and, you know, on Halloween and got a Susan B. Anthony dollar and it was the greatest thing and it was all because they were Kiss. Or Ken and Kara,
yeah.
who got married and engaged at his vault
right.
in St. Louis, you know, and now they're together. They got married right before they went on the cruise. And, you know, so these things are really awesome. I have gotten messages from people that say, you know, I would love to be able to do this, you know, so it just depends on where I'm going to be. So I know. So, Tuck, you're going to be – and Mike, you both are going to be here in Atlanta for the show here, right?
Right.
So, somehow I got to hook up with you guys and do some videos with you guys. But either there or Birmingham.
Yep.
And then I know – I did get a letter from a listener of Podcast Rock City who lives in Birmingham. Is like, please, first of all, we got to meet. And second of all, I have a story to tell. So, I'm going to bring the camera and you know, find a place. And then – when we're in Vegas for Kiss, me and the guys from my show,
yep.
I'm going to try to get every member of my show to do one. And I know there's a few listeners that want to do them. And then, you know, just try to compile as much of this as possible. This way it's just all out there. Now, I doubt myself a lot. I don't know if you guys do that. If I'm doing this right, if I should have just released this on the podcast Rock City stuff, you know, or I don't know. I'm still learning. So
yeah, I mean,
if I have to re-release them, take them off the net and re-release them somewhere else so they'll get more attention, it might be something that I do.
I kind of like it as a side project, but I mean, you using the podcast as a conduit, I think that's fantastic. Plus, I mean, I'm happy to be a conduit for you, as I would think.
Thank you very much.
As the other Kiss podcast would, I mean, because I mean, you're winding up with other Kiss podcasters in this story, so I mean,
right.
Why wouldn't they want to promote? So, but
I want all their stories for you guys to dedicate so much of your personal time to a band. It's amazing to me. It's meaningful. It's, you know, it's just great.
Yeah.
And I even got a message from from Joey Quesada, who just wrote that book, A Drummer's Journey.
Yeah.
You know, from rock and roll to TV on to Broadway. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't, I've got the book in hand right now. I'm just getting started reading it. But he even messaged me. He said about coming on the show, and I told him what I was doing, and then he sent me a picture where he was sitting in front of his TV watching the documentaries, and he was like, "I wish I knew you were doing this before I got started on the book, because we could have cross promoted." Yeah. And then he just listened to the show recently and saw that I was going to be in at Madison Square Garden to see Kiss, and he wants to hook up and let me film him telling his story, which would be great. I mean, it would be a condensed version of what's in the book, I'm sure, but just hearing that, you know, so he's like, we've got to get together and do this. So, like I said, you know, people want to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. If you don't mind, I'd like to tell your listeners, if they're really interested in doing this themselves, you know, and sending me video.
Yeah.
If you could just get like an iPhone or your Galaxy or whatever, prop it up so you can be seen, get close enough so you can be heard. It does, you know, as long as we can hear every answer to every question, you know, just go ahead and film yourself. Tell your story about how you discovered the band. Tell your favorite story about seeing Kiss or meeting a member of Kiss or that first record you bought or being with your sister who was older or your brother who was older and they brought you into the room and said, here, hold this record. This is Love Gun. Listen to it. And you looked at the record and it blew your mind, you know, any of these kind of things that you want to film, do 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, film it and then send it to me and I will absolutely slap it in there and you will be immortalized into the Kiss fandom. And all you have to do is film it, email it to me at podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. So it's the number one, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Just tell me your stories, man. I want to hear them. Girls, boys, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a fan of the band and you got a great story to tell, whether it's about the first time you and your friends all piled in a car because it was the first time you were going to see the band on the reunion tour and the makeup and you guys all got made up and you went and – I want to hear it, and I think everybody else does too, and we'll put it together and we'll make it part of the documentary series, and it'll be awesome. So get your cameras out. It'll take you 20 minutes. You know the story already. Yeah. All you have to do is hit play or hit record and tell your story and get it to us, and we would totally use it. You know, we'll edit it all. You don't have to worry about any of the, you know, bloopers. We'll take them all out. If you say, oh, I made a mistake, oh, who cares? I'll take care of that. All you got to do is get it to us.
So I think probably with a video of something that would be of that size, we'd probably have to upload it so that you could actually download it. Do you have a Dropbox or something you want to set up? Or
as someone who transfers video, there is a website called WeTransfer.com. Yep. This is not a sponsorship or anything, but I use that. You can send up to 2 gigs of video. My students use that to send video to local television stations for highlights for sports games or whatever. So,
okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Try to send it that way. Try to send it through the email. Normally, if you're sending it through Gmail or something, it'll let you. Kind of goes like a curveball kind of thing the way they do it, use other sites, but try it that way, and if there's an issue, just email me and we'll figure it out together.
Cool.
But absolutely get it to me, this way we can use it.
Absolutely. So are you kind of do you already have enough material for like what
I would say there's one that is okay, so we've got three that are already out.
Yep.
There's one that's done that has not come out yet, and then I have three more that are done that just need to be edited and put together.
That's fantastic.
So So we're talking 7 episodes, and they're about 30 minutes each.
Right.
This is what I was saying. If I, you know, at one point somebody said, why don't you just do a 20-minute long documentary? I was like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Can't tell the story of Kiss fans in 20 minutes. But that's when I got the idea to do them for just 30 minutes and instead of doing a long 2-hour documentary, you know?
Yep. And I love the intro. Very cool intro.
Oh, thank you. It's totally a true story.
Yeah. So, and let's give a little more credit where credit is due. The music that you're using on these things is
Classic 78,
which is so cool of them to allow that, because that it really kind of it takes you back, man, because they nailed that. I mean, what they've done is just absolutely nailed the
Now if you guys haven't ever heard of Classic 78, get on out there and check it out. These guys basically went out and wrote an album of material as if they were Kiss from 1978.
Yep.
And it's dead on.
It is fantastic.
It's almost like a lost album that you never heard.
And a lot of people said that. Yeah, absolutely. It's like, because if you didn't know, you would probably say that. But
so those amazing guys, basically, I got in touch with this. I had them on my show before, and I had talked to them before, and then I got in touch with them, and I said, listen, I'm going to do this. Can I use a song, you know? And they sent me a thing back and said, absolutely, you can use everything. And anything that we release from here on out, you can use. We love your show. We love how much you've, you know, helped us. We love that you're a real fan of the band, blah, blah, blah. They were awesome. They've given us everything. And I've got to get them set up because they talked about filming a thing for me and sending it to me so I can have that for the documentary. I got to work that out too, because where they live, they're not close.
Those guys were at the expo last year at the Atlanta expo when they came out of hiding, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about there? Oh, Vinny. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But so, all right. So, to kind of do the final plug on this, Joe, where can everybody go find all 3 of the current episodes and all future episodes?
PRC Productions, PRC Productions on YouTube has all the episodes, all 3 of them right there. We're getting close to 1,000 views total for everything, for all 3, which is amazing. I think that Karen and I thought maybe we would get 100.
That's cool.
Views, you know, so where the third episode just came out this week. So and it's at about 120 or 130 views. If they're easy to watch and quick to watch, and, you know, it's just like anything else. You're sitting around, push the button and watch some people tell their stories and talk about, you know, how they discovered Kiss. It's fun. And it's cool because you're not hearing the same story over and over. You know, you're hearing different stories that all end up in the same place.
Yep. So, yep, you bring these things up and you see the longtime fan Chris McDowell. You got Ken and Kara Withers, and then you got the great Matt Porter.
Yes.
When you bring these things up on YouTube, you're going to see them. They're all lined up there perfectly. Everybody needs to check these out, and because hopefully if your passion is where mine is, you're going to wind up in one of these videos at some point. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. So Joe, we appreciate you putting, you and Karen, a ton of time into this. And, I mean, you have certainly, from what I can see, made Karen a fantastic Kiss fan. So I don't know how you did that.
The transformation is complete.
So that's all
like
cool.
You saw the picture of her with her. She got her new end of the road. I know, jacket, right?
Because y'all got yours. You know, we're only like 2 hours, 3 hours apart. And for whatever reason, she got hers like 3 days before I got mine. I was like, wow, it looks great. I'm so happy.
Yeah. So I took a picture of her walking down the hall.
I saw that.
And I took a picture and I was like, the transformation is complete.
I know. I love it.
You know, she knew Heaven's on Fire and Rock and Roll All Night and Lick It Up and, you know, all the other 3-syllable songs. She does that to me all the time. She'll sing Take It Off lyrics.
Yeah.
To Lick It Up. She'll be like,
that's take funny.
It off. Take it off. I'm like, it's Lick It Up. She's like, oh, she pretends like she doesn't know.
But right.
Just to be so funny. But.
So when is her story? Because hers is a unique story.
Wow. That's interesting. So, I think people would want to hear it.
I would.
But of course, she's like, hail to the no.
Well, tell her.
That's not at all how she would talk.
Right.
But that's what basically the answer that I get. It's like, no.
Well, you know,
nobody wants to hear my story.
You know, it's when the public demands it, though.
Absolutely.
You got to do it. So
I think it's a great story that she's a fan by association, you know?
Yeah.
FBA. She even got brought into that group.
Did she?
You know,
yeah.
Well, funny story. When we were on the last cruise, Karen and I were at this place called the Blue Lagoon or something like that.
Yeah.
And these people were about to take their picture. So Karen goes, hey, I'll take your picture. And they were like, oh, okay, thanks. So we took their picture, and they were like, are you here on the Kiss Cruise? And we're like, yeah. So they were like, oh, get in the picture. So fast forward to December, we're sitting there at the New Jersey Kiss Expo, and this lady comes over, and she's talking to us, and she's talking to Karen about how she's a fan by association. I go, oh, I remember you guys. And she was like, oh, you know us? And Karen goes, yeah, we took your picture at the Blue Lagoon. They're like, that was you? So they immediately, like, grasped on the Karen. You know, they were like, you're a fan by association. Got to be part of our group. And, you know, it was just super. That's just a thing, man. Kiss fans, we're the best.
We are.
We are the best. We love each other. We may disagree on certain things, you know, but it's still love. It's just because we love the band so much, you know?
Yep. So great segue, because we disagree on something, Joe. And
oh yeah.
Yep. And
tell me what you're wrong about.
So I obviously.
Oh, he's wrong about a lot.
Well, and Tuck, this, hold on. Because here we go. So, I wanted to talk to Joe about a kind of a personal topic, because I listened to his show, and if you listen to Podcast Rock City, if you're listening to this show and you don't listen to Podcast Rock City, there's a problem. But one of the known facts is that Joe doesn't like
anything for my baby.
Right.
I know that. Off-dressed that's where we're going.
Yep. So, and Tuck and I have had a discussion about a particular song that Tuck doesn't particularly care for, which is Let's Put the X in Sex. And I have vowed that there's got to be, because I know there's at least 50 songs that are worse than Let's Put the X in Sex. And Joe, there's at least 100 songs that are worse than Anything for My Baby. Because if somebody had asked me just a blanket question, what's the worst Kiss song ever? I've told Tuck, I said, it's Mr. Blackwell off The Elder. There is no worse song than that song. So, speaking for Anything for My Baby, do you think that is the worst Kiss song, or it's just a song you don't like?
It's not the worst song. I just, God, I can't. It's so hard for me to listen to it. and it's more lyrically. I have a problem lyrically, not musically, except for the beginning, which is Rock and Roll All Night. And the messed up thing is, and as soon as it starts, I'm like, oh, what am I listening to? Because I got to be ready to fast forward. The trickery of Kiss was to put that beginning, that drum beginning, at both songs, so you're forced to listen to at least that much before you skip. And obviously, you can't skip on your record player, but
right, it's an interesting way to look at it, that you think of Rock and Roll All Night when you hear it, and I don't know why I don't. That's kind of ridiculous, but I don't think of it.
But when you hear it now, when you think of it now, you hear basically the same thing.
Yeah, it is basically the same thing, but for some reason, and I like the song. I love it back to back with Lover All I Can. I mean, it's to me, Dressed to Kill is a great album, so it fits for me. And I'd never thought of it as a bad song until this thing came up with you guys, and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But then again, you never thought of Let's Put the X in Sex as a bad song.
It's not a bad song. That's why.
Oh, quit it.
What? So, Tuck, what's the worst Kiss song?
Let's Put the X in Sex.
That is not the worst Kiss song. If you took out the cover songs like Then She Kissed Me or even Love Theme from Kiss, okay, which I don't think is the worst Kiss song, you got to come up with a song that's worse than Let's Put the X in Sex.
I don't know. I'd be hard-pressed.
Man, I like Let's Put the X in Sex.
Thank you, Joe.
And I like Mr. Blackwell.
Sad.
See, now you know how I feel. Yeah. And let me tell you something else. There's a certain person that on a daily basis and a weekly basis either picks on me, and I'm not going to say their name because it is, I'm not going to give them any credit verbally, but on the Facebook page, it's a cunt. I got sent a Sweet 16 by this person where every song was anything for my baby.
I saw that.
It's just a constant barrage of anything for my baby from this person. I'm not gonna give you any credit, but you're haunting my dreams.
All right,
just because I hate that song.
So we're all gonna disagree on what the worst song is, and we're gonna disagree on Anything for My Baby and Let's Put the X in Sex. I think that's basically what we just decided, right?
I agree.
Okay.
I think that we're all wrong and right at the same time.
Because, like,
Mike,
you said,
is more wrong.
Yeah. No, Mike, I don't know about all that. I love Mr. Blackwell.
Man, I.
It's not a. That's not a bad song. I kind of dig Mr. Blackwell.
No, man. That is. I don't know. Gene was. Never mind. There's always something to say. All right. So, Joe, I'm gonna throw it out here. And you can comment on as much of it as you want to.
But I'm in.
But you were at Days of the Dead in Atlanta yesterday.
Yep.
And you posted a picture, so I know you saw him. And yep. I have tried to remain positive about this Nashville show coming up. I have tickets to both nights since day one, since the Memphis original. And, of course, we continue to learn another piece about every 3 days about how this is not happening. Of course, now I haven't been notified as a ticket holder that this is not happening. But what was Vinny's position? Was he talking about this event yesterday?
Okay. Full disclosure, except for one picture,
okay,
I avoided him like the plague.
Okay. I thought maybe that might be the case.
Okay. He was parked right next to a friend of mine, Phil, who's the who has Creatures of the South.
Yeah, I know Phil.
He does used to do all the Atlanta conventions,
correct?
Right?
Yep.
Okay, before, and if you don't know Phil's story, go online and read that bad boy. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
But so I started talking to people, and all right, so a couple of things were said to me that were on both ends of the spectrum. One, I heard from one person that said, there's no way this show is going to happen.
Yeah.
Be prepared. The announcement's coming any day now, right?
Okay.
All right. So, all right. That's what this person said. Now, strangely enough, Karen and I, we were wandering around, and we find this booth where this guy is selling all these bootleg movies, right?
Okay.
And one of them is Phantom of the Park ripped right from the VHS, okay?
Okay.
So we start talking, and he tells me this story. And this is what – see, here's the screwed up thing. He's telling me this story, and as he's telling me, I can tell that he's not lying to me. Okay,
yeah.
I can tell he's telling me the truth. There's no reason for him to lie. So what he said was, at a horror convention up north, like in New Jersey or something, whatever Vinny was doing up there, one of those chiller or whatever they're called, you know?
Yeah.
He said his friend put on the whole thing, And he said he actually sat in a room with Vinnie Vincent and watched him playing guitar. And he goes, and now he said, like, that he was in that room. He said, I was in that apartment for 8 hours. And he was playing and playing and playing and playing, right?
Okay.
Whether or not he was actually playing for 8 hours, I don't know. That's what the guy said. But he also said that he was shredding like you would never believe. He said that he was apparently relearning some solos or something like that. So he, while talking to him, when I was telling him my point of view on it, it was you could see in his face where he was almost like feeling like I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there was, and I did, I mean, I there's no reason for him to lie to me. So obviously he was telling me, I just was very strange that, you know, all of a sudden this has happened. I said, I'm just hearing this isn't going to happen. You know, I don't understand what the big, I'll say it. I've said it before. If Vinnie Vincent can really shred like that, he could have sold out these venues.
I agree.
Just by while being in Miami, jamming like he can jam and playing one guitar solo in one song. I met one other guy yesterday that said at an expo that he did in the 90s, he said that Vinnie got on stage with a band there, and he didn't play any of the solos there either. So he could have sold out this event in one day just by showing him getting one video of him getting ready.
Yeah.
For this event. One rehearsal. Where's the rehearsals?
So you play guitar, Joe, right? I mean,
uh-huh.
Revealing a state secret or anything.
No.
We talked about this last week. Is it possible for Vinnie Vincent to have done all the things he did with Kiss and the Vinnie Vincent Invasion and all the other stuff that he did, writing, you know, soundtracks for TV shows or whatever he did, to forget how to play the guitar?
Nah. I don't think so.
Is it?
I
don't think so. I mean, even if he put it down for 10 years, like riding a bike, man. You get right back on and start playing. Now, would he be able to play like he did in the 80s? Maybe not, but with as much free time as he has, he could get back there easily. You know, he can. I have full faith in the talent of Vinnie Vincent to be able to, with as much time as we have had knowing that these shows were coming, right? How many months has it been now?
Well, I mean, you've got to say for a year he's known he's going to have to do something, right? I mean, at least a year, because it was January last year that he showed up in Atlanta, right?
Right. But
So you got to say it's at least a year that he's known I'm going to be back in the public eye.
Well, that's what he stated. I mean, clearly at the expo he said, I'm going to do this kind of tour. Remember, he was going to do like some kind of, I don't know, he called it a shredding tour, and then he was doing a Christmas show. Remember, he was going to do a Christmas show and then go out and do a full-blown shred tour. That was what he claimed at the expo. So
I don't know what to think, man. I know in my personal opinion, it's an opinion, that's all. He has the wrong promoter for this thing, because the guy, there's nothing. It's nothing. Zero. It's like it. You know, it's like you're gonna put on this show that could make tons of money,
yeah,
and you just thought that everybody would just buy tickets. You just thought without any kind. I mean, I don't know. Is it sold out now or no?
Well, they've taken the tickets down, so you can't even buy a ticket now.
You can't even buy a ticket to this event. That says a ton of. That says a ton right there.
And it's
okay?
In 2 weeks.
It's in 2 weeks. If I had to put money on it, I would have to say that this isn't going to happen. Now, I would love to know that I'm going to lose my money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would love to know that if I had to bet on whether or not Vinnie Vincent's going to play this show – I would bet against it. Okay? But nothing would please me more than him playing that show. Not for him, but for all these people that have put their faith into him after, and so many of them after they got screwed when they bought the box set, you know, and never got the box set. Vinny, you know, who says, I'll send you two. Don't worry, two are coming. Yeah. I'm not only going to do this box set, and not only you're going to get one, you're going to get two. You know, I want these people that love him so much that they would, I mean, these people fight online every day for his honor. And I sit there and I read and I go, and I read these posts and I'm like, good Lord, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe that after everything that's happened, you know, these people are still standing in line at and posting online the fact that he is writing his name on their leg to get it tattooed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going, he ain't ever going to do my show, and I don't care because I interviewed Bobby Rock and I heard all about it. You know, anybody that interviewed Bobby Rock, you're out. So, but all I can say is, you know, if he's listening to this show, dude, get your butt on the stage and play this show. These people are depending on you. All they've been waiting so long for this. They want to hear you play guitar. You owe it to them. Don't think that you don't. You owe it to them. You get yourself up on that stage and you play guitar and you shred and you better be good. Right. You know, don't walk up there and suck either. Walk up there and be good. You've had plenty of time. If somebody told me a year from now you're going to get on stage and play a show, I got news for you. I would kick ass. And I don't have half the talent you have. I don't have a quarter of the talent. You know, so, you know, this better happen. You know, otherwise, it's game over. Game over and game on at the same time. Because there's going to be lawsuits everywhere. There's going to be lawsuits everywhere. These people that were supposedly putting on the show are going to get sued. This is my opinion. But I think this is what's going to happen. Because I've already seen people online saying, I'm getting no contact from anybody when I email. Yeah. I've asked for my money back. I'm not getting my money back. You know? So, something's got to happen.
Yeah, so... I'm looking at this right now. So the website is still up. It still advertises the show. It has a video of Carmine talking about his upcoming tour with Vinnie Vincent, and it has a Jim Crean video of singing Back on the Streets. So it's as if this has been kept up to date. You go down to the tickets on sale. You cannot. It's no longer active. Now, Tuck and I are supposed to have an interview with Jim Crean Tuesday night for this show. And I know that somebody did a quick video interview with Jim at NAMM last week, and really Jim didn't say a whole lot about this. He basically said, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right.
So, you know, I guess we're getting closer and closer here. You know, what the answer will be.
But Vinny has slammed Jim, right? He doesn't want Jim singing what he said, right?
But was that... I'm confused because that was on the Shred Facebook page, but yet I'm sitting here looking at VinnieVincent.com, VinnieVincentLive.com, and it has Jim on here. Yeah. So I don't get it.
And, of course, Robert backed out of this, Robert Fleischman, who was originally part of this.
Right. Right. The promoter goes ahead and puts out a poster and puts a big, huge picture of – or not huge, but a big picture of Carmine and the other dude. And in a small little writing, you put, you know, Fleischman down there. Like, so disrespectful. Why would you do that? Why – you know, he's – oh, golly, man.
Well, right. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. You know, like I say, Tuck and I talked to Jim Tuesday night. We'll kind of see what's going on and get that posted out as soon as possible because – like I said, I'm a ticket holder. Let's see what happens, right? I guess I'll be open those two nights. So,
yeah. I hope it happens.
Listen, I do too.
I know how I sound. But I really, really want this to happen, and not for Vinnie Vincent. Man, look, he has made some money now. He has gotten some fame back. His fans love him. But you've got to deliver for your fans. You except for walking up and taking their money to say you can sign things, you've given them nothing.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about it. Nothing. There's no new music. There's no video of you playing guitar. You could just – all you had to do was sit on your couch and play a song and sing and put one out every once in a while. And your fans will be so happy, but you're doing nothing. And then, you know, somebody on a website goes, here's a personal message from Vinnie Vincent. And everybody's supposed to go, ooh, ah, how great. Thank you, Vinnie. We love you. All the way out here in Australia or Japan or wherever we are. And then but nothing. No, nothing. No content, you know?
Yep.
Well, and I mean, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. And I feel bad for people that have spent their – not you, Mike. I could care about you, but – I'm just kidding. No, but people have spent their money on you again.
Yep.
Again, man.
After you know, all you put them through.
Yeah.
It's like deliver, dude. It's time to deliver.
That's true.
And
he's sitting on a gold mine, man. I mean, he's making money, but he could be making so much more money.
You know, $60 for an autograph or whatever. You know, and then it's nonstop. People are standing in line. I saw a kid that I know, Josh, just yesterday, who was like, I'm only here to meet Vinnie Vincent. You know, it's like, I was so excited. We were all so excited in January, and a year later, look where we're at.
Yeah. January 20th to January 27th. Now we're in, you know, I guess I'm not totally surprised, but I'm disappointed in the fact that the guy had this opportunity to kind of have a comeback, have a career again, and he is doing everything he can to destroy that. And, I mean, all he has to do is show up at this thing, play three or four songs, and sit and tell stories for an hour and a half. That's what he's booked for, 90 minutes.
So, yes, and please don't tell us the story about dogs. We don't want to hear that. That was a long story at the expo in Atlanta.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that would be a bad story considering he's in Nashville and that happened 15 minutes south of where he's playing because that's where he used to live, in Smyrna. So, anyway, we'll wait and see. Yeah. So, every day at this point is telling because we're 2 weeks away. So,
right.
We'll see. All right, a couple other quick topics. Gene Simmons, The Vault. We did an episode, as did you, on your show.
Yep.
And now The Vault experience at all the KISS shows has been totally eliminated.
Eliminated, right.
So I haven't talked to Keith about what's going on with that. I just know that I noticed it's gone. So the only way you can buy The Vault now is The Vault only for $1,500. No experience.
Right. So basically what we've been hearing is it's just going to be too much on them, too much on him.
Yeah.
Because you got to also remember that he's got the VIP thing, I guess, before.
Yep.
You know, plus whatever he's doing where he's selling his bases and the sword, you know.
Yeah,
I guess that after the show, it's just going to be too trying, I'm guessing.
So
that's what I'm hearing.
So, Joe, which city did you buy the sword in? Just kidding.
I can't tell you, but I'll let you hold it when I get it.
I would love to hold your sword, Joe.
You want to hold my sword?
He'll hold your sword and sing Let's Put the X in Set.
Yes.
Maybe I should let that die, I guess. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's funny. The sword's a little out of my range.
I think it's out of everybody's range.
Well, we'll see.
You know, I mean,
somebody will buy it.
Everybody's talked about all this. I mean, all the experiences, if you can afford them and it's worth it to you to pay for it, then go pay for it. Have a great time with it. But on any of these things that KISS or any other band does, it's only worth what you're willing to pay for it. So, hey, have at it. That's what I
got
to say.
Yeah. Live life. You got money, buy your sword. If you got money, buy a pair of whatever, drumsticks or a used snare drum or whatever. This is your last chance.
Yeah.
This is it. They're, you know, what you, when they're done with this tour, you're not going to be able to say, oh, I think I'll buy a stage used microphone. Nope.
Yep.
Unless you're going on the cruise, I guess.
Unless possibly. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows when those stop?
You know, I that's the thing. Live your life. Don't let anybody tell you what to do with your money. If you want to buy whatever, if you want to buy a towel where Gene used it to wipe the makeup off his face,
or if you want to, if you want to buy Vinnie Vincent tickets to a show he's not going to be at, you can do
absolutely.
That.
Those would be collector's items.
There you go.
I have the flyers. I have about 100 of the flyers from him for the Rockin' Pod. Do you have those too?
I do.
Yeah. So I've got. I don't have any of the posters. I heard they were made too, but I'd love a poster.
Yeah. Come on, Chris. All right. A couple other. We got about three or four more things here just to quickly discuss. So the release of Kiss World, which came out Friday in the U.S. on CD, right?
I mean, I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I bought it the first time at Best Buy when it came out before. So I kind of feel like it's not really a release because I already went to Best Buy and bought it.
They had it at Best Buy?
Yeah. So
I heard it was only overseas.
Well, they must have like imported some in here because that's where I bought it.
Oh, wow, you're lucky.
But anyway... So, do you think Kiss World, the CD, has any impact on the set list? Is that supposed to guide us on this? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
Sounds great. Covers every era. I'd be all right with that.
If they play Led
Zeppelin. Do you have it in front of you right now?
I don't, but if I can bring it up. But if they played I'm a Legend tonight, I would walk away just, I mean, insanely happy.
Sure. Sounds great. I don't have a problem with that. For me, okay, so, all right. So, how do I want to approach this? I guess I'm going to leave every show happy no matter what.
Yep.
Even if I hear the same set list four times in a row, okay?
Yep.
I'll be happy because it won't so much at that point be about the music, but it'll be about the celebration.
It's what it's about.
You know, I'll be in Vegas with some friends seeing Kiss. I'll be in New York City with some friends at Madison Square Garden. My last chance to see Kiss at MSG, I'm going.
Yeah.
My son and I are going to go in Atlanta, and my girlfriend and my friends and her family are all meeting up to go to Birmingham. That's what it's going to be all about.
It is.
You know,
yep.
It is. It's going to be about celebrating friends and family with the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
And I'm looking tremendously forward to it, and it's getting closer and closer. My first show will be the Memphis show. So, excited.
Which show?
Memphis.
Okay, that's before Atlanta, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the Atlanta show is April 7th. Nashville's April 9th. And Birmingham is April 12th, the following Saturday.
Yeah, so, like the following Saturday, yeah.
So you'll see them first in Vegas, right?
In Vegas.
Yep. So
Vegas is day after Valentine's Day. Thank you, Karen.
Very nice.
She's just like, why don't you go to Vegas? I'm like, it's on Valentine's Day. Who cares? Go.
Yeah.
So Vegas, and then I guess yes, Atlanta, and I'll see them with you.
Yep. So it's going to be good times meeting with great friends. So
that's what it's all about.
Yep. All right. So couple other things: the rumor of the opening act being David Garibaldi, who has opened for Snoop Dogg and Blue Man Group on their perspective tours.
Yeah.
And he's made some appearances like at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's also been on the 700 Club as when he painted a picture of Jesus. I've watched videos of this guy. It seems like kind of a guy that paints to electronic music. I don't know. His dates currently available don't match up to Kiss's tour, so I don't know if this is really a thing that's happening or not. What do you think?
So last week we talked about, you know, is there anybody that would add value to the tour that you think, Joe? I mean, would Cheap Trick put enough seats or butts in seats to add them or a Skid Row or somebody?
I mean, yeah, Cheap Trick definitely would. Skid Row, as much as I love them, unless Sebastian's with them, I'm not sure that would really do it.
Yeah, I agree.
I know it would add some, that's for sure, because, you know, Snake and Rachel, they got fans.
They right? do. But,
you know,
I don't know if Skid Row gets enough impact to add tickets to this or not. I mean, yes, of course, if Sebastian's there, they're going to, but they've been offered enough money to do a headlining tour on their own. So
yeah, and that's never going to happen.
That's not
happening. So here's what, in my opinion, they should have had Bruce's band opening,
yeah,
filling in all the gaps.
I agree.
You know, filling in all the gaps, just like they did on the cruise. That's what made the cruise awesome. We heard Kiss play Kiss tunes. You know, we heard Bruce play Bruce era Kiss tunes.
Yep.
And it made it complete. It, for me anyway, it was a complete thing. I got to hear songs that I love played by the guy who played them. You know, not the singer, but still the singer's killer. I would have had Bruce. It would have been a complete night of celebration for me. It would have been, not only are we going to have Bruce Kulick on the stage with his band playing Kiss songs that we all love, but then Kiss will get on stage and blow us away with the songs that they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, fill in all the little gaps, and we would hear nothing but Kiss all night. I will skip the painter if there's a painter. I'm not going to. I don't care. And this could be, if this is really what it is, a Paul Stanley influence thing. You know, he's big in the painting.
Yeah.
And this is not, look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what he does. What I'm saying is I'm going there for music.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't, and I'm sure, and I'll bet, and I'll tell you right now, I don't have to see a single one of the guy's paintings. He's better than me. But that just seems so strange. It's like, don't have an opening band at all.
I agree. Right? I would rather just give me the old classic, it's an evening with Kiss thing. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
If you're not going to bring me Ace, you're not going to bring me Bruce and Bob, or just Bruce, or whatever, you know, version of that we've seen, and give me a night of Kiss, then I'd just soon not have anything. I'm fine with that.
Right. So. Give me 2 hours.
Yep.
Start at 7:30, be done at 9:30, and then, man, you can have a party afterwards.
You could, and then Gene would have time to do his vault thing if they would do it that way.
Sure.
So, I don't know.
If I was Gene, I would give away a couple vaults a night.
Yeah.
I would be, if he's got enough left over, and I know they did like 5,000 or something like that.
Right.
I would be sitting back and going, send somebody out into the crowd, you know, and pick two people, one person over here and one person over there, bring them back. I'm going to meet them and sign this, you know, book, yep, and give it to him, and then get that'll really, man, because people start going, oh, I want to go to the show because maybe I get a vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or it's a great promo.
There's just so many other things they could be doing. And like I said, I'm sure the painter is beautiful and amazing. I don't have any interest in that. Yeah. I have more interest in seeing somebody get on stage and play guitar.
Yeah, and how does a painter in front of 20,000 people, how does that translate, you know? I mean, if you're standing up close to them, I'm sure it's – and I guess the video screens and all are fine, but then you're just watching television.
Yeah.
That's a point. I don't know. I don't know if this is true. I mean, just lining up the dates that both of them currently have, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be surprised. Maybe the guy shows up at Vancouver because that date he's open for – yeah, I don't know. I just throw my hands
up in there. Maybe it's just a couple of days.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got, what, five days? We're going to know. I mean, Vancouver's very close to getting this thing.
And there were
off.
Some great ideas thrown out on Podcast Rock City on your marketing episode. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we just really we're missing. It's like this, look, in the end, if this painter guy gets on the stage at the end of the show, I'm gonna still be happy. It's not gonna ruin anything for me, but it's just strange to me. It's just it makes no sense, and I'm not sure because the band isn't saying anything, or have they? There's nothing.
No.
Isn't it on their website? Kiss Online?
I don't believe that there's been any kind of official association with this. So it seems to be maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I thought I had heard that, but I guess maybe not.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that here in a minute. The other thing is, of course, you know, one of these limo companies in Vancouver posted this little blurb that said the original members were going to be at this show. Cassius Morris actually did a show on this, and he actually talked to the limo company, who basically had no clue of what they had posted. So I think that's pretty much been put to rest, but obviously that stirred up some issues, I think, over the last two or three days.
Yeah, because they posted that Ace and Peter were going to be there, basically, right?
Right, yeah, that's basically what they said. So, but a couple other things. Of course, Kiss is on the latest cover of Guitar World, which is a great
haven't
cover.
Got it yet.
Yeah, man, you got to check that out. That's pretty cool. And I think it has been announced that I guess Kiss is going to do a run of comics that are basically based on a end of the road storyline. So I don't know if that means like Kiss is going to go out like superheroes and be defeated in the end of the comic series, but I think that rolls out in April. And so if you're into the comic book thing, which I haven't really kept up with all the Kiss comics. I started when they started.
So many of them.
Yeah, it's really gotten carried away quite a bit. But I would be interested in that if it was the actual story of their characters in the comic book actually coming to their demise and ending at the same time the tour did. I think that could be a good story. I don't know.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Ace is obviously playing some shows out on the West Coast. First couple have been sold out. The set list, you know, I know that a lot of the podcasts have kind of talked about that Ace has kind of abandoned his 80s solo material since the cruise. And a lot of people are disappointed in that, especially since he's actually playing some Kiss old Kiss songs like Love Gun, Detroit Rock City, in some of his set list when he could be playing Rock Soldiers or something of that nature, or whatever your favorite song is from the 80s. So, but you know what? It's working for him. Ace is out there. He's got the best band he could ever hope for. So I'm happy for Ace. I would love to see him play locally here. He hadn't been here in like 10 years. So we'll see where this takes him. So any comments on that?
I saw some pictures from last night. I saw that John 5 got on stage. I think he did Cold Gin with him.
Okay. I know Nikki 6 was there. I didn't know. I don't know if he
Nikki
played.
Nikki 6 was there too. Yeah. I don't think he played.
Yeah.
But I think John 5 got on stage. I want to say it was Cold Gin. I might be wrong, but it was. I'm
I think
looking
you're
at
right.
it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the set list is cool, but, you know, man, they need to, you know, one of the craziest things for the whole cruise for me was hearing Dark Light, and no matter how bad or good he played it, I'm sure it could be better by now, but Torpedo Girl, he could have thrown that in there.
Yeah.
Throw in Torpedo Girl, blow these people away. You know, it's like, they don't understand sometimes that when we grew up, every song was great to us except for one. And we want to hear them all. We don't, you know, I don't care if the guy next to me doesn't know the song.
Right.
You know, when I go see Van Halen, they play songs I've never heard.
Yep.
Do they care that I've never heard the songs? No. Does the guy standing next to me care? No. Look, you bought a ticket. You should have done the research.
I agree.
I'm going to see Kiss. I want to hear, you know, pick a song. Anything for My Baby. If they played Anything for My Baby, as much as I hate it, I'd be thrilled that I saw it live.
Yeah, I get that. And I mean,
well, and growing up, you're not going to hear them on radio. You never saw them on television. So, I mean, all we were forced, you know, we were forced to listen to all the songs on the record, right? So we fell in love with all the songs on the record.
That's how it
works.
That's
a great point.
We weren't able to skip ahead. We weren't, you know, that was hard. We could skip, but it was really hard. You just wound up scratching your record. Try not to be too bitter. I just want, you know, I want, let's get it going. Let's. Yep. I'm excited to hear what the set list is going to be. And like I said, even if it's just the same old cookie cutter set list, I'm not going to be disappointed, only because I'm going to be going with friends. This will be my son's second time seeing the band. He saw them on the Sonic Boom tour, and he was like 5, and you know he's 13 now. So this is gonna be cool.
Yeah,
he'll be able to enjoy it. We got our tickets right behind the stage where Paul flies to.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So he'll enjoy that.
Yep. So last thing I got is, and Joe, you posted this to the Podcast Rock City Facebook page. Is this video, this latest teaser video for the stage, where you got Gene and you got Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And it references, check out Tommy's...
People flying.
Yeah, but it references Tommy's surprise. So I missed it or something. What is Tommy's surprise, other than he plays this lead? I mean, this is...
You know what? I didn't catch that. Does it say Tommy's surprise?
Yeah, so the actual... of course, Keith LaRue posted this for him 19 hours ago, basically. Kiss End of the Road production rehearsal continues. Tommy and Gene check out Tommy's surprise. So I don't know what that is. And then, yeah, basically the little bit of verbiage you hear in it is they're referencing flying. And Tommy's standing there.
You see all these guys flying.
Okay.
I didn't understand what that meant, you know, so...
Maybe that's the video of the painter.
It is interesting.
Yeah, it is. So, well, we're all going to find out, like I said, a few minutes
Tommy ago. Tommy and Gene. So it says, Tommy and Gene, check out Tommy's surprises.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe there's going to be guys flying down like Ace did in Phantom of the Park, man, shooting lasers out of their fingers. That would be awesome.
That's it. That is it. That's, you've uncovered it. You know what? In another...
Maybe Cirque du Soleil is opening.
Ooh. They got hot babes in that. I can deal with it.
Well, in a week's time, we're all going to be talking about total different subject matter of, have you seen the video? Is it good enough? Is it what you expected? Are you let down? Do you hate the set list? Blah, blah. It's going to be all about that. So I'm kind of enjoying the fact that right now we're talking about the excitement of the tour. Starts in a few days. Doesn't matter what it looks like, what songs they play. We're going to be in the room with Kiss on the End of the Road tour. And it's going to be reminiscent for me as the farewell tour. I recall specifically, I always try to see a lot of shows. The last farewell tour show that I saw with all four members was in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yep.
And I went by myself. I sat kind of in the center towards the back, mid-level, and I just sat there and I watched the show. And I thought, you know, I don't know if this is real. I don't know what part of this is the end, but I accepted it at that point that was the last time I was going to get to see them play. Because you don't know, right? I mean, realistically, right. You don't know whether they're going to... I mean, anything could happen to these guys because they're older. So we should value the time that we actually get to see them, spend with them. Don't be so freaking critical about every little detail. You know, Kiss fans are just... insane. And then you got people that troll these sites that are haters to begin with, and they add to the fuel to the fire. So I hope everybody goes out, because and at the start of this tour, we're going to start seeing video footage come, what, they play in Vancouver, 8 o'clock Friday night, or yeah, is it Friday? No, it's Thursday night. So, man, just enjoy it for what it is. It's your last time around. Joe, any comments on that, man?
I agree 100%. I couldn't have said it better. You should have a podcast talking about this. You got a good brain. So let me ask you this.
Sure. Though.
Vancouver, I'm not a map guy. Is that on a different time zone than us?
Yeah, so they're on
that's West Coast time.
That's West Coast.
West Coast. So it'll be 11 o'clock at night on our for me and 10 for you when they go on, right?
Yeah. Yep. And we got Julian Gill of Kiss FAQ that we know is going to be out there.
Who cares about that guy? No, I'm kidding.
But he's also been the guy that's vowed, I'm not going to hold my camera up and Facebook Live this thing for everybody to blow it.
Right.
You know, he says, I'm going to be there to enjoy the show. And I think that's a great attitude. And that's Julian's choice. And I like that. But we know that somebody's going to throw it up there. So all of us are going to be glued to Facebook to some degree, waiting on what does a stage look like, right? So,
absolutely.
We'll have something new to talk about.
It's going to be hard for me, but I'm not going to look. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
There's no way around that. I have to look because of our show, but Lord, please let it just be a clear video. I don't need to see a lot. Just how about a still? I'll be good with that.
Yeah.
They just tell me what the set list is. I don't want to. This is so hard for us because we want to know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we would love the surprises to be great, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we live in a different world. It's, you know, I mean, when I went and saw them for the first time in the Atlanta Omni in 1979, I didn't know what was going to happen. I had no idea what to expect. And I love that feeling, but those times are gone. You can't avoid it.
Can't avoid it.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the front page of USA Today.
It should be. every and it should be Kiss Day. So
agreed.
But anyway,
it is in my life.
Every day, pretty much. So, but Tuck, any final comments about? I mean, you're excited. Obviously, you're going to Atlanta, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and man, it's just been great having Joe on the show, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. I love doing this. Anytime.
Absolutely.
All right, we're doing this again. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so I certainly appreciate everybody listening. And Joe Polo, thank you very much for being here. Tuck Watts, thank you for always being here. And this is Kiss Talk. We appreciate each and every one of you. Say bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Kiss Talk is an Into Rock podcast production.